The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, July 24, 2023. The initial gesture of solidarity activists who participated in a meeting to defend the Cuban Revolution on Sunday was marked with the laying of fresh flowers at the monolith that keeps the ashes of Fidel Castro. In the patrimonial cemetery of Santa Ifigenia, those offerings were extended to the national hero José Martí, to the initiator of the independence efforts, Carlos Manuel de Céspedes, and to the mother of the homeland, Mariana Grajales. The Caribbean meeting of solidarity with Cuba and other just causes began in an atmosphere of patriotic exaltation, with only 3 days left for the central celebration of the 70th anniversary of the assault on the Moncada's garrison, an event that marked the definitive stage in the revolutionary triumph. At the University of Oriente, one of the main venues of the event that gives continuity to the Ninth Assembly of the Peoples of the Region, held a little more than a year ago in the city, activists of fraternity and friendship among peoples from different latitudes gathered. More than 300 activists from about 25 countries will be among those involved. The participants will be present on the 26th of July at the central commemoration in the esplanade of the former military fortress turned into a school by the revolution, the same place where several Latin American and Caribbean presidents gathered on that date in 2013. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, reiterated Sunday that medical collaboration with sister nations continues as an emblematic feature of the Caribbean Islands' foreign policy, despite slander from the United States. The head of state argued that Washington's hostile policy seeks to deprive hundreds of thousands of people in the world of the quality of medical services provided by professionals in that sector. The Cuban president's position reaffirms the denunciation made by Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez of a new discrediting campaign orchestrated by the White House against the island's international medical cooperation. The leadership of the U.S. appeals again to the fanciful criterion that there is an alleged modern slavery and human trafficking that harms those who work in the health system of Cuba. Despite numerous obstacles to Cuba's internationalist activity, it started 2023 with 23,792 collaborators in the sector in 56 countries as a result of that humanist act. In the last 59 years of collaboration, more than 2 billion patients have been attended worldwide. Cubans are entering the final days of July with a forecast of high temperatures accompanied by little rain throughout the national territory. Days prior to the establishment of the temperature records for the current month, the Institute of Meteorology had warned about the arrival of a cloud of dust from the Sahara on the island. This phenomenon would cause a new decrease in rainfall and would maintain the sensation of great heat. These clouds can cause acute respiratory diseases, allergies, and skin problems. Dust from the Sahara affects coral reefs and fruit, rice, sugarcane, bean, and other crops. It is caused by storms that occurred in the Sahara Desert coming out of the African continent. Cuba thanks Argentine artists, writers, and intellectuals who contributed for years to denounce and break the cruel U.S. blockade, said the island's ambassador to this country, Pedro Pablo Prada. Through his profile on the social network Twitter, the diplomat recognized the support provided by the Argentine professionals to teaching and artistic production, shows, cinema, music, and literature. Nothing is random. The U.S. blockade of Cuba causes serious damage. It underfunds culture, production, and industries, forces the closure of facilities, reduces access to publishing and artistic education resources, and prevents artists' access to international circuits, he asserted. For his part, the political scientist of this South American country, Atilio Polon, described as very unfortunate the recent statements by singer-songwriter Fito Páez about the siege imposed on the largest of the Antilles for more than six decades. Meanwhile, troubadour Paula Ferré assured that she will continue to support Cuba and express her rejection of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of Washington. The Mexican philosopher Fernando Buenabad also joined the pronouncements of Argentine artists and intellectuals. Greater air connectivity and new offers encourage the tourist potentialities from Uruguay to Cuba. Janet Ayala, a representative for the South American Cone at the Cuban Ministry of Tourism, said in Montevideo. Ayala, who is also an advisor at the Cuban Embassy in Buenos Aires, Argentina, visited Montevideo to promote the Cuba Unica campaign, which encourages travel to the Caribbean nation, chosen by more than 3,000 Uruguayans this year. In an interview with Prensa Latina, she stated that the idea is to promote her country's tourist destination, known for its sun and beach modality, but combining its aromas, flavors, heritage, history, and rich culture, among other attributes. Ayala has completed an intense agenda of meetings and presentations, appearances before the media, and wholesale and retail tour operators to update them on the new facility Cuba offers. On October 29, LATAM announced four weekly flights from Lima to Havana, which are being marketed by travel agencies. And in the international agenda, we have that political figures have been targeted by the wave of violence that is affecting Ecuador, mainly those in the campaign period or in office. Attacks against authorities and candidates are becoming more and more frequent in Ecuador, especially in the coastal provinces where the main criminal gangs operating in Ecuador are based. The last victim was the mayor of the city of Manta, Agustin Intriago, shot to death yesterday afternoon while he was participating in the delivery of works in a neighborhood of that city in the province of Manabí. Intriago's death shook the political scene here as the new attack against an official occurred almost a month after the shooting of Councillor Jairo Olaya from the city of Esmeraldas and the attack suffered by the mayor of the city of Durán in the province of Guayas, Luis Chonillo, both members of the Citizen Revolution Movement. In this context, the candidates for the presidency of the republic rejected the assassination and demanded security and justice for all. Meanwhile, one of the main leaders of the Clan de Oriente in Colombia, Carlos Alberto Herrera, alias Camilo, was captured, the Colombian Defense Ministry confirmed. The apprehension took place in the limits of the departments of Antioquia and Caldas during an operation that is part of the Ayacucho campaign plan to firstly protect the civilian population and secondly to affect factors of instability in order to guarantee governability. The ministry said that thanks to intelligence work and pressure from troops of the special unit that contributes in eradicating behaviors that threaten and violate personal freedom, they managed to locate and capture this criminal and other members of the illegal group. During the operation, a pistol, suppliers, cartridges, communication radios, a camera, 14 cell phones, and 20 SIM cards to prevent the ringleaders' calls from being traced were seized. Thus, the Army, together with the National Police and the Attorney General's Office, have cast a new blow on the Oriente clan, and as in previous actions, the capture of other members of the criminal structure was confirmed. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.